Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We're going to discuss graduation today. We've gotten drug into a couple graduations. Oh, drug is the wrong word. We've been blessed with the opportunity to go.
To some graduation parties.
Parties. And always a question comes up, well, how was school? Well, school was wonderful. I'm glad to be out. What are you going to do? I'm going to go to college. Of course, you can't ask how you're going to pay for it. But then we sat with a friend of ours the other day who's got some grandkids, and he was bemoaning the fact that how can he share some of his new wealth or old wealth with his grandkids, but he wants to be fair about it. And so we've talked to him quite frequently about it, and this is something we'd like to talk about today.
Well, first of all, when you are preparing for your child to go on to college, there are some things that you can do, some things that will set you up and help you with paying those costs for your child. One of the things is what we call the Uniform Gift to Minors Act and the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act.
Okay, I've got to define those, Leanne, so that understand.
The Uniform Gift to Minors Act simply means you're setting up an account for that child, and you are the one in charge of that program. Then you put money into it on a monthly basis or a lump sum or whichever amount you want. And at the time of graduation or when before the graduation, if you want to, for other things for that child, you can pull money out and use it for that child's health. Now, when it gets to the fact that they're going to go to college, that account turns over to that child when they're 18. And so they had better be responsible, because then they're going to use that money the way that they feel that they want to. Now, be careful here, because they might want a car, but maybe they need a car.
A red Ferrari would be nice.
But yeah, whatever it could be, that money is their money when they turn to be 18. In the meantime, up until they're 18, you have put money into this account, you have set it up, you have done the investing. You could add to it, like I said, on a consistent basis. You could have gifts from that the child got to put in there, and it just grows and grows and grows.
Now, can grandparents throw
grandparents,
money in there?
Anybody
parents,
can do it up.
Whatever.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Then there's the other one, the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act. Now, this is the one that we set our grandkids up with. And with the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act, it meant that we actually put our daughter's name on the account, but it was a children's name that it was going to. So what happened was, every time they had a birthday, any time they had Christmas, any time they had something special, we put some money into that account.
No toys.
No toys.
Oh, boy.
Our daughter could put money in. Their father could put money in, but it was their account, but it wasn't totally their account until they turned 21, because the minute they turned 21, it had to be turned over to that child. We did it until they were 21, because at that time, when they're 21, they've gone through most of their they've gotten through the college part, maybe some of it, if not all of it.
Hopefully, yep.
And they could use it for whatever. They could pull money out and use it for college in the meantime, as long as whoever the custodian was on it said it was okay. But it was not their money until they're 21.
Okay, so the difference is age.
The difference is age. And once they are that age, that is their account to do with as they want. So you want to be sure that you have children that you can rely on to use it wisely.
Brand new car. I just see it.
Well, our granddaughter got hers at 21, and she's been working a lot, and she uses it to put some little extra money in, and so she's learning how to invest. And that's a big thing.
That's very important, yes.
It's a way of helping them understand investment process and understand how to see their money grow, because you can use it for a variety of things. You can use either one of these, the Uniform Gift to Minors Act, the Uniform Transfer to Minors Act. You can use it for mutual funds. You can use it for stocks. You can use it for what you feel is going to be benefit to that child. And if that child watches and sees how it grows and understands the concept, it will actually help them when they become adults.
And it's a great way for them to look at that and say, gee, this is how investing goes. I'm doing it as a youngster rather than waiting until I'm 35 or 40 years old, getting started doing some processes that they really need to do.
The one thing when they turn 18, and not necessarily 18, but especially when they turn 18 and 21, they've got to understand what that money is for, and they get kind of scared. Mm-hmm. When our granddaughter took over hers at 21, she said, how aggressive or conservative could I be? Well, when you're young, you're supposed to be aggressive. But she was watching her investment grow, and she was learning, and she also knew she had to be aggressive to keep having it grow for her. So she learned a great deal from it. But they also get a little nervous because all at once they get this little package of money, and it's like, what am I going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it? That's right.
The other thing is there's a 529 plan, and this is a plan that builds college savings while also getting a tax break. In this case, you're setting up a 529 college savings plan, and one of the things that you have to know is that you're setting this money aside. You are the custodian if you're going to be the grandparent, and once you are the custodian, you're putting this money away. You name a child as to who's going to receive the money. Now, and it's supposed to be just for college, whereas the other two programs can be used for other things.
Right.
Now, when they go ahead and they look at the fact that it's just for college and that child decides not to go, you as a grandparent or as a parent, but generally it's the grandparents who would like to set this up because they like to give the child something down the line and they like to have more control than just giving it to the parents and saying, okay, you've got so many other things to go on,
right.
Go over. Let's just me as a grandparent like to do this. And when they do that, and they have this child who probably doesn't want to go to school, then they can go ahead and put a different child on there. Also, if it's a parent and has the same thing happen, that one child doesn't want to go to school, then they can change the child on that particular program.
Is it really just designed for college?
It's designed just for college. If you don't use it for college and this account grows, then down the line, if you use it for yourself and it's not for college, because you yourself can also use it for college if you have a child or someone who doesn't want to go, then you have to understand there's going to be some tax ramifications.
Right.
But it is an awfully good way of, number one, you're taking it out of your estate, and number two, you're going ahead and you're putting something away for that child to amass some money for education. And the one thing you have to keep in mind is it used to be not counted when you looked at financial aid. Now, however, when you look at financial aid, they are asking about this. Do you have this kind of program?
So that's one of the negatives.
That could be one of the negatives.
If your child is going to go to school and is going to get some help, scholarships or grants or whatever, that is a negative on getting those.
So if it's going to be anybody who's going to set it up, I would say a grandparent, because they always look at what the parents do.
Right.
And they always look at what has the child's ability to do.
Right.
And you have to think carefully about where that child wants to go. You have to also look at what is financial aid looking for. They are looking to see anything that's in assets in the child's name. They are looking to see what the parent has.
What
can the parent afford it?
What kind of investments they've got, yep.
But there's one place that they don't look.
There's two things they don't look at.
Well, one place I'm thinking of, life insurance.
Life insurance and annuities, both of them, do not count when they look at assets of the parents for the children to get financial aid.
They also don't look at their retirement accounts.
And they don't look at their retirement accounts.
So there are some things there that you as a parent can do for your child, but take into consideration When you start making these steps in that direction, understand the program completely. When you understand the program completely, also look at what you are investing in.
Mm-hmm.
Understand you can be very aggressive when they're younger. You can be more conservative as they get a little bit older. And as they get closer to graduation, you can get even more conservative.
What about for grandparents that got these wonderful grandchildren? And by the way, grandchildren are wonderful.
We do enjoy them.
I want to just pay for the college for the kid. May they do that?
They can do that. They can go ahead and do it as a gift. You have to be careful as to how you do this as a gift.
Structurally, you have to be careful.
Well, not only structurally. Sometimes if the college finds out you've gifted a lot to that child who's going on to college just at that particular point, especially if they are applying for financial aid, they will look at this as income for the child.
Oh, no, that's not what I am. What about just paying the bills?
You can also go ahead and you can pay the tuition, et cetera. But if you're still applying for financial aid,
that counts.
That can still might count. So you have to do it when you don't have any financial aid that you're dealing with right at that point in time.
So you really have to plan this thing out. Like everything else we do financially, you've got to have a plan, and you got to sit down and think about it. What's going to be best for the child, even though you're going to give them the money, it's how do I get it in their pocket without hurting them financially?
That's right. And there's another thing. If that child is working, you could also go ahead and put money into a Roth IRA. You're putting in after-tax dollars. That child is working. You're looking at what that child makes. You can look at giving that child some money, but you want them to plan for the future way down the line. They might be able to use it for education if they think about it. But they put that. You put open up a Roth. You can put money in there, and then that money will grow for retirement. And if it's in there long enough, then they can also look at, especially if it's sitting on about five and a half years, they can look at going and pulling some money out, money that's already been, you know, thought of as being put in and not the growth on it. And then you can pull it out and you can use it for some things like graduate school, things like that. But the Roth is something nice for the future and something that a child, as it grows up, is probably not going to think about right away. But it is an asset available to that child in the future.
If you've got a good student, probably the best thing you can do if you are going to be trying to get them some help is to sit down with the child and say, look, I've got some money squirreled away. You go get some loans. You get your grants, whatever you have to do. And when you're graduated, I'll give you some money.
That's right.
That won't affect anything with what the child is trying to do. That's a promise from grandma and grandpa. You might set it aside somehow, but that way the child knows that even though I run up $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, grandma's going to help me down the road. That money is going to be there, and you can set it aside and say, okay, it's in this account right here. There's your money. You're not going to get it till you're done.
So you could also look at paying off some of their student loans afterwards.
Right. So there are some things you can do if you plan it out, think about it, and try to help those kids get through school. We're running out of time again, Leanne. This is something you want to plan very carefully to make sure you do the right thing for the child.
There are a lot of different options, and they can be very beneficial to both you and the child.
Got any questions, call us at 651-436-3997.
Second number, 651-365-5000.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.